Headlines, Rach?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Let's support our local restaurants and food producers. Look for local food at Schnucks. Now, I know you guys have been wondering. Now that Lori Loughlin is going to do a little bit of a jail stint for her part in the Varsity Blues scandal, what's going to happen on Full House?
Oh.
Fuller House, excuse me.
I had not
me.
Thought of that.
I guess they're in their final season, and all those Full House heads out there can correct me if I'm wrong, but they had to write her out, and rather than saying, your Aunt Becky's in prison for a college admission scandal.
That would have been great.
They're just saying she's in Nebraska. So I just wanted to set some minds at ease. They handled it within the plot. Everything's carrying on as normal.
Is the jail she's going to be in Nebraska?
Well, that'd be...
Because at least that'd be kind of funny.
That'd be pretty cool. But I doubt that that's going to happen. There's a new number one in the App Store amid all the protests. Police radio scanner apps have surged in the past week or so.
Oh, I love listening to that.
Yeah, my dad had one. That's cool.
I used one of those for traffic, and they now put ads on them. I wondered why they did that in the last few weeks. I'm sure that's why.
Yeah, make some money.
Yeah.
Whenever I worked at Radio Shack, we sold police scanners, and then people would come in to have us program them as if I knew how to do it. And one day a lady came in at like 9 a.m., so we were still really busy on Black Friday, and wanted me to try to figure out how to program her police scanner app, and was not happy when I said, today of all days, I cannot dedicate 45 minutes to figuring this out for you.
Has anybody ever operated a ham radio?
No.
Or at least been around one.
I've been around one, yeah.
Are they cool?
Yeah, they're neat. That's the one where you like talking like this.
That's a CB.
Okay, so then no.
I have been around CBs, which are also cool.
Mm-hmm.
My grandpa had one in his truck. His handle was Foxtail.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. But ham radios, they seem like something that I would be into if I ever.
You should do it.
What's the difference between a ham radio and a CB?
And you know what?
Completely different bands.
Yeah, they.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they. Ham radios can communicate with people anywhere in the world. Around the world.
That's
and
cool.
And CBs are typically the way that truckers communicate. They're little.
Wonder if they still do.
It's a good question.
Now they just text. Man, I wish that there was a feature in cars that you could like dial into a radio system to talk to other cars if you opted in. Because there's so many times I wish I could just be like, hey, your gas cap is open. Or, you know, hey, that was uncalled for, sir. Now, you don't have to participate if you don't want to, but you could hop on. I don't know.
You just break right into their radio.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Just let them know what's going on.
Can't imagine any problems with that system.
That's why I'm saying you opt in. You opt in. Guys, does this
sound... What if you like the cut of someone's jib? You just want to tell them...
Hey, you look really pretty today.
Dave's would never turn off.
Nope. I'd never get anywhere.
You'd never get a moment...
I get it.
Never get a moment of peace.
Let's see here. I thought this was kind of a cute story.
I'll be the judge.
So Disney Springs is open. Tony, have you been to Disney Springs? This is the shopping and dining complex at Walt Disney World. They are open. They have Star Wars stormtroopers patrolling Disney Springs, telling people to social distance. So
They'll call out
to them like, stand back. It's really cute. I mean, normally that kind of stuff I think is cheesy, but I thought that was kind of an amazing idea.
Stormtroopers walk around like the Star Wars area of Hollywood Studios and
interact with people
and basically harass people, you know, like, hey, you're too close to that, step up, like, keep moving, citizen, like they mess with you like a stormtrooper would. So they've just taken that now to Disney Springs, the shopping center, as a way to keep people social distancing. I think it's really funny.
So do you have to have a ticket to go into the shopping center?
No. I don't think so.
Okay. Mm-mm. I was just wondering if
No, it's just like a big outdoor mall.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's just like a really big outdoor mall.
Guys, don't mistake your stimulus payment for junk mail apparently a good percentage of people have done this and accidentally thrown their check away. And the government has also mailed out debit cards as stimulus payments, and people think that it's fake and throw it in the trash. So just keep your eye open. I got a letter from the IRS last week, and I was very upset until I opened it and I realized it was, I had finally gotten that letter from President Trump, like explaining what the stimulus money was for.
So. Anybody ever thrown away a large sum of money?
Sure, Sue has.
No, I haven't.
Probably on purpose.
Just to watch it burn.
Yeah. I don't feel like cashing that.
We threw away $150 once.
Oh, man.
Yeah. How?
Remember, I think the statute of limitations is run on this, but for years I was the go-to like sports betting guy in the office, mm-hmm. right? And it was one of those, it was like a basketball, one of the NCAA mm-hmm. basketball tournaments. And the guy who won was kind of a friend of a friend who mm-hmm. was in the right place at the right time when mm-hmm. we were getting things together that year. So it wasn't somebody that I regularly saw. And so I was waiting. He won. And he won. And I had all the money. And normally I would, you know, see the person and get it paid off right away. But this was a person that I was waiting for the next time to see them. And so it was about a month after the tournament, Christine saw an envelope sitting out somewhere. It said B-ball tournament dollar sign.
Mm.
But she thought that's been over for a long time. Clear out the clutter, throw it away.
So she walked up, let out a big nasty fart.
Yeah. And then
James cracked up.
And then I had to pay all the money.
Oh, that's awful.
Christine.
Ah!